check it out.
Wow, Kenny Rogers Roasters finally open. Hey, look at the size of that neon chicken on the roof.
Rogers can't sell chicken around here. We got chicken places on every block.
He is the gambler.
Well, I got to meet Newman at the pet store, helping him pick out a turtle.
The price they come.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
Seth. Wow, what has it been, like 5 years?
At least.
You want to grab lunch?
I'm actually headed back to the office.
Seth, it's me. What's more important than catching up with an old college buddy?
Well, I am supposed to be in this meeting.
Blow it off. Remember Poli Sci? How many of those did we go to?
All right.
Hey, whatever happened to Moochie?
He's dead.
Isn't
it? I still don't know how you can call lunch with me a business expense.
What do you think of the catalog?
It stinks.
There, we just talked business.
We do have the down comforter and the cookware you liked.
Oh, great. Put it all in the Peterman account with the other stuff.
You know what else we have that you might like?
I'll take it.
Hey, you like?
I think it looks very nice on you.
Really?
Hmm.
Really, huh? Peterman account?
Why not? And some hair for my little friend here.
So how's your stand-up career?
Good. As a matter of fact, I almost had my own show in Japan.
You speak Japanese?
No.
So you would have done it in Japan, but in English?
I don't know. So what's this job of yours?
Big investment firm. We just got the Citibank account. In fact, today was our first big meeting with them.
The meeting you blew off?
Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of important?
Yeah.
And I bought a whole new set of cookware and a water pick.
You use a water pick?
Sure. Water pick, floss, plaques, brush, Listerine.
So you go in the bathroom 11, you're in bed by what, 2?
Not the latest. Oh, hang on a second. I got another call. Hello?
Good day, Miss Bennis. It's Roger Ipswich.
Oh, hey. How things doing in accounting?
Miss Bennis, I notice you've been charging quite a bit of merchandise on the Peterman account.
Well, I am the president.
Yes. And we're all very impressed. Nevertheless, the expense account is for business purposes only.
Well, isn't the president allowed to do anything that they want?
No. I'll be in your office first thing tomorrow. Good day.
Good day.
Hello? Anybody?
Hey!
Hey! Why didn't you get the big one?
This hat just bottles in the heat. I don't even need a coat. It's unbelievable.
I don't believe it.
Date with the saleswoman. She got a little Marissa Tomei thing going on.
Ah, too bad you got a little George Costanza thing going on.
Going out with her tomorrow. She said she had some errands to run.
That's a date?
What's the difference? You know the way I work. I'm like a commercial jingle. First, it's a little irritating. Then you hear it a few times. You're humming it in the shower. By the third date, it's bye, Menon.
How do you make sure you're going to get to the third date?
If there's any doubt, I do a leave behind. Keys, gloves, scarf. I go back to her place to pick it up. Date number 2.
That is so cold. Why don't you just show up at her house on a wooden horse?
Hi, Menon.
What's going on in there?
What?
That light.
Oh, the red. Yeah, it's a chicken roaster sign. It's right across my window.
Can't you shut the shades?
They are shut. Oh, by the way, your friend Seth, he stopped by.
Oh, yeah, what did he have to say?
He was fired.
Well, as you can see, the comforter I expense is actually the Aristotle Goose Down tunic.
What do you think?
Another bullseye.
Hmm. Well, Mr. Ipswich, since every one of my expenses was obviously for a legitimate business purpose...
I just need to see the sable hat you purchased yesterday.
The hat? Why do you need to see the hat?
It costs $8,000.
What? Oh.
Seth, if you knew the meeting was so important, why did you go to lunch with me?
We're old college buddies.
I only knew you through Mochi.
Hey, Jerry, don't worry about it, all right? The important thing is we got a chance to catch up. Mind if I grab the one ads?
Actually, I haven't read Tank McNamara yet. How's life on the red planet?
It's killing me. I can't eat, I can't sleep. All I can see is that giant red sun in the shape of a chicken.
What, did you go down to the Kenny Rogers and complain?
Oh, they gave me the heave-ho. You know, I don't think that Kenny Rogers has any idea what's going on down there.
What are you doing? That's tomato juice.
That looked like milk to me. Jerry, my rods and cones are all screwed up. All right, that's it. I gotta move in with you, Jerry.
I don't know, Kramer. My concern is that living together after a while, we kind of might start to get on each other's nerves a little.
Now, listen to me. I got a great idea. Now, you're a heavy sleeper, right? Why don't we just switch apartments?
Or I could sleep in the park. You could knock these walls down, make it an 8-room luxury suite.
Jerry, these are load-bearing walls. They're not going to come down.
Yeah, that's no good.
Now you have to drive that place out of business.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Like we did in the 60s. Taking it to the streets.
Thanks, George, but I got it from here.
Oh, no, I'm in a minute. Come on. Joe, you want to get together tomorrow?
No. I'm going to be pretty busy.
What about this weekend?
I'm going to be busy for a while.
Okay, see ya.
Hey, you got your keys?
Well, those aren't my keys.
Well, they're not mine.
Oh. Ah, they are my keys. How weird.
Goodbye, George.
Yeah, bye.
George, bye.
Hello? You are not going to believe the date I just had.
Go stands up.
What do you mean you don't have the hat?
I left it at Heather's. Are these alive?
No, dead. George, I need that Russian hat back.
All right. I'll call Heather. You'll get your hat back. I will get a second date. Now, watch the magic.
Dial 9, Merlin.
Hello?
Heather, hi. It's George Costanza.
Hi.
Listen, I don't mean to bother you, but silly me, I think I may have left my hat in your apartment, so I thought I'd just come by later and pick it up.
You didn't leave the hat here.
I'm pretty sure I left it behind the cushion of the chair, accidentally.
No hat. George, I've got to go.
You know what? Maybe I'll just come.
Seth?
Jerry, hi. What do you think?
I think you're taking the trash out for this chicken place, but that couldn't be.
Yeah? I'm the new manager.
But you were an executive. This is fast food.
Not fast food. Good food quickly. Hey, next time lunch will be on me, huh, Jerry?
Hey! Stay away from the chicken! Stop! Stop, chicken! Mess you up!
That's not going to be good for business. That's not going to be good for anybody.
Rated R, starts February 2nd.
Jerry, I'm so glad we switched apartments. It was a perfect solution.
Look, Kramer, if I'm going to live over there, you got to take some of this stuff out. I mean, this thing is really freaking me out. feel like it's going to come to life in the middle of the night and kill me.
But Mr. Marbles, he's harmless.
And one other thing. I don't want Newman using my... Oh, no.
Nice place you got here, Kramer.
Yeah.
A man could really get some thinking done.
Well, don't get too comfortable. As soon as Seth gets a real job, you two are going back in that chicken supernova.
Is that Roger's chicken? Oh, get that out of here.
Well, the man makes a pretty strong bird.
Yeah, but I'm boycotting. What is that, Hickam?
Yeah. It's the wood that makes it good.
Really?
Uh-huh.
No, stop it.
Can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm Elaine Bennett. We met at Barney's. I'm a friend of George Costanza's. Whether you're aware of it or not, George had this pathetic little plan to leave something behind so he could try and weasel a second date.
Really?
I know. He has a real confidence problem.
Not really.
George! Anyway, I know you told him that you didn't have the hat because you didn't want to see him again, and more sympathetic I could not be. But I really do need to have the hat back.
Look, I don't know what to tell you, but there's no hat here. I mean, maybe the maid took it. I had people over, but...
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, then you wouldn't mind if we took a second look at it?
Be my guest.
Good to see you again. She's bluffing. She's got it stashed away in there somewhere.
This is an absolute disaster.
Oh, I don't know. Check this out.
You stole her clock? Well done.
Yep. This is one for our side. It's like I'm in the hold of a ship. I've got to relax.
Hello? Is somebody there?
Mr. Marbles?
So I told Ipswich I'd have the hat by this afternoon. What am I going to do?
You should sleep with him.
I'm on no sleep. No sleep. You don't know what it's like in there. All night long, things are creaking and cracking, and that red light is burning my brain.
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
So, Kramer, what am I supposed to do if I don't have that fur hat by 4 o'clock? They're going to take me down like Nixon.
You know my friend Bob Sacramento?
But he was Kramer's friend.
Well, he called last night about 3 a.m. and we got to talking. He sells Russian hats down at Battery Park. $40.
$40? Are they sable?
No, but the difference is negligible.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
All right, let's give it a shot. Let's go.
Giddy up.
It's getting cold. It's getting cold.
That was a close one.
But why do we have to keep this from Jerry? Because if Jerry finds out that I'm hooked on Roger's chicken, I'm back in there with the red bettas.
Miss Bettis, the hat you charged to the company was sable. This is Nutria.
Well, that's it's a kind of sable.
No, it's a kind of rat.
That's a rat hat?
And a poorly made one. Even by rat hat standards. I have no choice but to recommend your prompt termination to the board of directors. Nothing short of the approval of Peterman himself will save you this time.
But he's in the Burmese jungle.
And quite bad, too, from what I hear.
Wait a minute. Can I fire you?
No.
So Heather called.
Yeah, but get this. The message said, call me if you have the time. If I have the time. You get it?
No.
But this is all very exciting. She knows that I have a clock. I know that she has my hand. I think she's getting ready to make an exchange.
Well, there's the possibility that you've gone right out of your mind.
I've looked at that. Seems unlikely.
Well, I'd look again. So, how come you didn't call Jerry about all this?
Jerry? I can't talk to Jerry anymore. Ever since he moved into that apartment, he's too much like you.
That's a shame.
You're the manager. Can't you turn off that sign?
Jerry, I lied. I'm just an assistant manager.
Number 67, Family Feast.
Number 67!
Right here.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
And don't forget your steamed broccoli. Hold it. Broccoli? Newman, you wouldn't eat broccoli if it was deep fried in chocolate sauce.
I love broccoli. It's good for you.
Really? Then maybe you'd like to have a piece.
Gladly. Vile weed!
Kramer, isn't it? I knew it. The greasy doorknob, the constant licking of the fingers. He's hooked on the chicken, isn't he?
Yes! Yes! No, please! Someone! Honey mustard!
Newman, what took you?
Hey! Honey! Expecting Newman? That's funny, because I just happened upon him down at the Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh, Kenny Rogers. Boy, I hate that place.
He was buying quite a load of chicken, almost enough for two people. As long as one of them's not him.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know, Elaine, she stopped by. Yeah, dropped off that Bob Sacramento hat. Yeah, oh, she's upset with him. Yes, sirree. Yeah, well, thanks for stopping by.
I sure do miss my apartment. Maybe I'll switch back.
Oh, you don't want to think about that. No, sir, otherwise I'd have no choice but to put that banner back up and run that Rogers right out of town.
I don't think you will. As a matter of fact, I'll save you the trouble. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, put the banner up. Doesn't matter to me.
All right.
No, Jerry, I need that chicken. I can have it. I don't need those Rosters alone. Kenny never hurt anybody.
You got a little problem.
Oh, I got a big problem, Jerry.
Here. What? Kneel.
Elaine?
Mr. Peterman.
Oh. Jabba! We're gonna open Jabba! I'm gonna hunger!
You speak Burmese?
No, Elaine. That was gibberish. So did you have any trouble finding the place?
You're the only white poet warlord in the neighborhood.
Are you an assassin?
I work for your mail order catalog.
You're an errand girl sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.
Well, actually, I do have a bill here. You could just sign this expense form. I think I could still make the last fan boat out of here.
I'd be happy to, Elaine.
Oh, thank you.
But I will have to see this hat.
So how do you want to do this?
All right, George. I'll be honest. The first time we went out, I found you very irritating. I remember seeing you a couple of times.
You sort of got stuck in my head. Costanza.
So you really don't have my hat?
What?
Let's go do something.
What's in the bag?
Oh, that's it. That's a sandwich. Damn salami.
You stole it?
That damn delicatessen. That is the last time they screw up one of my orders.
Thanks, sir.
Man, it is coming down hard out there. Gross.
That's not going to be good for business.
It's not going to be good for anybody.
Brian? Turn.
Kenny.
Home at last.
Is someone there?
Mr. Marbles.
The urban sombrero. I put it on the last catalog cover.
Thank you.